Domine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti.
There I was, in St. Peter's Square for midnight mass, along with thousands of other people celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. The moment brought back a lot of memories from my youth, where midnight mass was followed by a huge feast. This year, the feast came before the mass.
Well, we had vegetable lasagna. Well, that was made by my sister, and it's actually fresh vegetables that she seasons beforehand and cooks in a pan, and then she puts them in a lasagna and with bechamel sauce, and it's quite an easy dish, and it usually turns out quite well. It's quite tasty, so and you can use any kind of vegetable that you can use broccoli and zucchini, and they're kind of the staples, and then the rest you can just choose.
And lasagna is not a regional dishes, but you can find all over Italy.
Yeah.
Although it comes from the area of Bologna.
Gabriella Marino and her husband Alessandro invited my wife and I to join in their traditional Christmas Eve Italian meal. Along with the vegetarian lasagna, we enjoyed smoked salmon, tasty hot peppers and eggplant preserved in oil, artichokes braised in the Roman style, and two other fish dishes prepared by her father.
Then we had a taste of swordfish, and that was cooked in the Calabrian style, let's say, which is with cherry tomatoes and garlic, some herbs. You eat that in the summer, in the winter, and it's like an all-round dish. Swordfish is very popular in Calabria. I mean, you see it all the time in the market, you see the big chunks of it. But now it's very popular all over Italy, actually, because I think it's quite an easy fish to freeze. So restaurants buy a huge, they buy it in bulk, and then it's quite cheap in the end for them. It's like an exotic fish in one sense, but it's also quite cheap to buy in bulk and then use it.
The other special Calabrese dish her father prepared was called stoccafisso, or stockfish. Stockfish is a type of cod that is sun and wind dried, but not salted as in the Sicilian bacalà. After soaking to rehydrate, the stoccafisso was cooked in a rich broth with potatoes and was very filling. Fish always plays a large role in Italian Christmas Eve meals. After some tiramisu for dessert, we waddled off to St. Peter's Square for midnight mass. On Christmas Day, we wandered through the streets of the Trastevere district with Anne Dusing, a retired professor of history at the University of British Columbia. Anne's specialty is Roman history, and she reminded me before Christianity came to Rome, a different god was celebrated at this time of year as the days once again started to lengthen.
Beginning on the 17th of December and going right through for 7 days, they celebrated the festival of Saturn, the Saturnalia. Saturn was one of the more important of the Roman gods, almost up there with Jupiter, and he was the god of agriculture, sowing seed and so on.
During the 7-day festival, Anne says people didn't work and slaves were freed from their regular duties and allowed to play games. There was feasting, of course. Gilded cakes were hung from trees. Scallops, artichokes, and chicken recipes would be typical as well. Saturnalia helped establish why we celebrate Christmas near the end of December.
In early Christianity, because there was no firm knowledge of the date of Christ's birth, it was decided to set the date at the time of the Saturnalia, the most popular of all festivals, so why not? And there are many things like that in the church. Festivals are put on other pagan festivals and so on, and I think it works very well.
For our own feast on Christmas Day, I roasted a leg of lamb, rubbed with rosemary, garlic, and lemon zest. Also on the table, battered and fried zucchini flowers, a salad of sliced oranges, fennel, and black olives, roast potatoes, and another salad of puntarella, a kind of chicory you likely won't find in Canada. But when in Rome, I think I did a pretty good job sticking to tradition. When in Rome, you can't escape pizza. I'm in iMarmi, one of Rome's best-known pizza parlors. Experts roll out dough until it's almost paper thin, throw on cheese and any variety of toppings, and paddle it into a wood-burning oven for just a couple of minutes. Wash it down with beer or the house wine, and you have another traditional Roman meal, a little bit lighter fare after the heavy feasts of Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. You can find recipes and photos of some of the meals I've enjoyed in Rome on my website. That's Food for Thought. I'm Don Genova.